Well, gentlemen, we have a newly refurbished lounge of Cheshire Matters, and we have a VIP guest, and it is Mr. John Dwyer, who is joining us this week in the lounge. What have you got to say to that?
Ooh.
Good evening and welcome, Mr. Dwyer.
Hello, John. Well,
hello, John. Well, and here's how the interview went. Welcome, John Dwyer, to Cheshire Matters once again, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jonathan, and thanks very much for inviting me back onto your programme. Obviously, I didn't put you off last time, did I?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I don't think you put the residents of Cheshire off either, I can assure you. Now, you've been in office for 100 days or thereabout?
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit over 100 days. But I'll tell you what, it's been a bit of a helter-skelter ride, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. We've inherited some difficulties from my predecessor, but thankfully we're now getting to a stage where those issues have been sorted and we're moving on. And on the 1st of November, for example, I have a new chief executive starting with me. And at that point, then, my role will be purely being the police and crime commissioner, because until then, I've actually had a foot in both camps, being the manager and police and crime commissioner, to try and sort out some of the issues that we inherited.
Oh, my word. Well, can we go back?
Yeah.
Can we just rewind back? Because the actual police and crime commissioner's office was in Stockton Heath. So you've moved from Stockton Heath now. Tell me about that move.
Yeah, I haven't actually moved. What I've done on day one, which the election result was May the 8th, my first day in office was May the 13th. You always take this post over on a Thursday, a week after the election. Mm-hmm. And on day one at 9 o'clock, I turned up at Force Headquarters because I'd made it clear to everybody if I were to win this election, this is where I'm going to be based. And at 9 o'clock, I sat in police headquarters having my first cup of coffee with the Chief Constable, Mark Roberts.
And what was the relationship? Sorry to interrupt you there. What was the relationship with him like?
Well, great, because, I mean, I was on the board that appointed him as ACC, Assistant Chief Constable, here in Cheshire in 2014. So I've known Mark a long time. And he and I were able to go back over history and talk some old stuff between us. But then I made it absolutely clear to him during that conversation that my role is here to support him, but my role is to represent the public of Cheshire, and I will be tasking him and holding him to account to deliver the needs of the population of Cheshire. And he's on board with that. In fact, he's got an ambition to make this constabulary the best one in the country. And I support him in that, and I think it's a good aim to have, isn't it?
Oh, that's a great objective. And tell me, did you have to make any staff changes?
What happened was, I've got the staff here, and my first job was to actually have them all together. I mean, bear in mind, they'd all been over at Stockton Heath. And we'd also had this issue, as most places had, in terms of people working from home during COVID. So I was able to, what I needed to do was to bring them into headquarters and have a sit down with them and say, look, this is where we're going. This is what I want to do. I then spoke to the chief of staff, as he was then, and said to him, I'm going to be redefining your job. You can apply for it if you wish. But he chose to actually take a redundancy because his job was actually going to be non-existent. So he took redundancy and left us. But all the other staff are here. And you know, I got the impression, Jonathan, that they were all working very hard, doing the best they could in difficult circumstances with lack of leadership to make things happen. But now they're getting there. We're giving them the structure they need, the focus they need, and they're first-class people. So I'm very happy with the staff I've got, yeah.
Well, I'd like to go on to another subject. But before I do that, in light of the comments by the Chief Constable, Nick Adderley, of Northamptonshire Police, in which he warned...
I know Nick. Nick used to be an officer here in Cheshire and then Greater Manchester, so I know Nick, yeah.
Okay. Well, he said that he warned police recruits joining straight from university who lack life experience that it's not the done thing not to want to work weekends or nights. So I was just thinking, well, are you having any difficulty recruiting people who are up to the job? And are you getting the numbers expected?
Yeah, we're getting the numbers we expect. I've got some reservations about the break of them, really. We are getting an awful lot of young people in, when in fact what we need is a spread of experience across the constabulary. In about 5 or 6 years ago, we would have quite a nice spread of new recruits, ranging from the ages of 19, 20, right the way up to the 40s. Now, most of them seem to be in their early 20s, which means that we're not getting as diverse a group as we thought we might get. But the chief has told me that he wants to recruit from other forces, experienced officers, so they can come in with that experience under the belt. And we're also talking in terms of giving a guaranteed interview to our special constables and indeed to military people who are retiring, leaving the military, because we want them, provided they meet the criteria, and obviously the special constables have been volunteering for us for over a year, provided they meet our criteria, we want to guarantee them an interview, not guarantee them a job, make that clear, but guarantee them an interview so that we actually start, hopefully, bringing people in with those extra skills that we're looking for.
Okay. The next thing I want to move on to is, have you got an update to any approaches on the policing precept and also police and crime plan?
Yes, the police and crime plan is now very much in its final draft. Will probably be launched sometime during the first week of November. It has to go before the police and crime panel for final approval, and that happens on the 24th of September. And then we've got things we need to do with it to make sure it gets out there properly to the public. One of the things with regard to the preset, I was concerned when I was in post before, to be fair, that we were only able to really consult about the precept risers with a handful, relatively small handful of people in Cheshire. So this would normally take place in January. And I noticed that my predecessor actually carried out his process in January too. And we're talking about probably 2,000 people involved in the consultation. Now, 2,000 people out of a million population isn't a lot.
Yeah.
So what I've come to the table this time with an idea is to actually go out earlier than that to try and consult with the public in a meaningful way, which tries to establish what their appetite is for an increase in the policing precept. So my plan is that in November, we commencing November the 8th, there will be a letter delivered to every household in Cheshire, a letter from me, the envelope will carry on it, a letter from the chief, from the Police and Crime Commissioner.
Yeah.
And inside, I'll be asking them, telling them what we've been up to, what we've been doing, but then saying to them, with regard to the precept, you can expect a level which actually will keep us as we are now, so in other words, reflecting inflation. But for an extra 5p a week, the chief constable can produce this, this, or this. 10p a week can produce this, this, or this, and so on. And what I'm wanting them to do is to respond to me and tell me what their appetite is for an increase so that we can start that consultation process a lot earlier than we've been doing it previously. So that's the next step, which I think the public will welcome. I hope they welcome it because it actually involves them in that preset setting process very early on.
So what you're saying is that you're going to give them some form of influence over the type of policing that they want.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I think that's great.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. It's important to me that the public have a say in this. At the end of the day, my police and crime plan has to reflect their needs. And the police and crime plan we've got now, which is going out shortly, reflects the needs as we've established them during my campaign and in the few weeks between me getting in post and now. But this is a dynamic document, so every year it will change, every year it will be tweaked. So every year I need to know what the public want from us. That's very important, and we want to make that connection with them now so that we can actually keep that connection over the next 2 years. Sadly, my posting this time is only for 3 years. The post itself should be for four, but because of COVID, my predecessor ended up with a five-year term, and I've been given a three-year term. So over the two terms, we've ended up with 8 years, which is what the government wanted. But hopefully, if COVID's gone, then the next term, whoever gets that, will be back to a four-year term.
And do you actually think about climate change and carbon neutrality within your job?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a massive estate of police stations and police buildings. Most of them were built in the Victorian age or indeed in the 60s. We've got lots of concrete buildings. And frankly, Jonathan, they're not fit for purpose anymore. They've got cells in them. We don't use cells. We've got a cell block where we take all our prisoners to now, which are properly managed, and we've got nursing staff available and all that sort of stuff. Very professional now, cell blocks, as opposed to the old cells that I used to know as a young detective in Nottinghamshire. So I'm looking at the estate to see how we can make improvements to the police estate to drive the force towards being carbon neutral by 2040. That was in my manifesto. I'm determined to take steps to move the force that way. And the other big carbon footprint is, of course, caused by our vehicles. And in fact, we've got a fleet manager now who's wrestling with the idea of perhaps moving to electric vehicles. But the big question is, do we go for electric yet, or do we just go for hybrids? Still a bit of uncertainty. I mean, I've just bought a hybrid vehicle for me, hybrid, because I'm not convinced that we've got the infrastructure there to cope with just electric vehicles, particularly if you're travelling long distances.
I think you're quite right. I mean, we haven't got the infrastructure in place yet in Cheshire. Yeah. That's the truth. So I think, if anything, hybrids would be the way forward for now.
I think that's right for now, but obviously we've got an eye on it, because I am keen to make sure. And of course, petrol vehicles are going to not be sold from 2030 onwards, and we're not far away from that, are we?
No, not at all. So all in all,
around the corner.
So all in all, you've made a very, very positive start to your 3-year office, to be honest with you.
Yes, I have, and I'm very pleased with it. And as I say, I'm surrounded by quality people who now are focusing on what this office needs to be focused on, and that is the needs of our community in Cheshire.
Well, John Dwyer, I have to say it's been a pleasure having you back on the programme again and to go through those things that you've gone through. And as a final point, sir, what is it that you're looking for? I mean, apart from another 5 years in office, sir, what is it that you're looking for Cheshire?
I'm looking for Cheshire to be noted as being a first-class constabulary, a very safe county where people can walk around and carry out their businesses and social activities, knowing that they're safe and they're being looked after by a very professional police service.
Well,
that's what I'm aiming for.
I feel that we're in safe hands, sir. I feel we're in
Thank
safe
you.
Hands. I
Thanks,
wish you
Jonathan.
The very, very best, and all the lads from Cheshire Matters are wishing you the very best, sir.
Thank you.
To you
Thanks
and your team.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.